sinu was, you also made a knas. The minu be yavamis. The chiv and yain and lesnik at the kunam, and the chol and the leim, we can't say, like the Torah says, the gan nasati the leim, because chol mitzvah secho. The vidu is that we say we did everything the way we're supposed to, and now we can't say that anymore. So therefore he stopped the vidu. Shred gemara good, but for ludi yashar, let's say vidu on the rest. The only thing we don't do is just maizrishim, we don't do the right way. But say vidu upon the rest, ashar maizrish, I'm Rosh Lakish, Kol Bayis, Shein Misvada, Amaisa Rishon, Shuvayna Misvada. Once you can't say Vidu, you can't say you brought the Maisa Rishon the right way, you don't say any more Vidu. Al Shamaisus. You don't say Vidu, you did the rest of the Alachas the way you're supposed to. My time, what's the reason? I'm Rabbi Yehul, Apostle by Akasa Tchila. Because the Apostle starts off saying that Asitza Komas Vasecha goes on Maisa. So that's the first thing the Torah talks about, you have to say that first. Like Rashi says, Punasati la levi ze maiser rishon. La ger ze maiser roni. Bishurecha ze maiser sheni. Nesil vasuch lecha bishurecha. But since the pasuk starts off with the vidu, you have to say you did the maiser rishon the right way. And now, after the takonos of Ezra, we don't give it to the levi, we give it to a kain. We can't say we're doing it the right way. Therefore, we don't say vidu anymore. Yeah. Nechlal, the Gemara says, Tiafrushi avi mafrushay. Now, Kotar and Mismashim, in the times of Yerchin and Kain Gadol, they used to be Mafrish Maisris. Just that they didn't do it the right way, that's why you didn't say Vidui. But Mashim, everybody used to give off Maisris. Fredig Marvatani, we learned not like that. We learned, Afu Bitles Avidui, the Gozer Aladmai. Yerchin and Kain Gadol, he made two takanas. He stopped Klaiso from saying Vidui when they brought the Maiser, but he also made a takana of Demai. What was the takana of Demai? Demai is that when we buy Peiros off an Amoritz, we have to be afraid that maybe he, the Amoritz, did not take off the Maiserice, and therefore when we want to eat it, we have to first be Mafrish, Maiserishoin, Trumas Maiser, and then Maisersheni and Maiseroni. So you see that we're afraid that they did not do it. So how could you say they used to be Mafrish? And he says, Lefi, what's the reason? Why did he make Gzeirah ala Demai? Lefi Shesholach b'chol Gvul Yisrael. Yochin and Kohen Gadol sent around to take an invoice, like what's Klai Yisrael doing? V'ro'an Yisrael Shein Mafrishin, Ela Truma Gedola. All the Amratzim were doing, they were only taking off Truma Gedola, that's all, Bavad. But O'maisa Rishon, O'maisa Sheini, but the rest of the Maisrois, Miktsosan Maisrin, and Miktsosan Ein Maisrin. Some were doing it and some were not doing it. Some of them, so Yochin and Kohen Gadol told them, Benil, my children, Bo v'yom lechem, come, let me tell you something. Just like eat this tevel, before you take off the truma gedola. There's an issa misa involved. Kach trumas maitzer v'tevel, yesh v'mavin misa. The same thing, if you eat your fruits before you take off. Maitzer rishon, or trumas maitzer, is also misa involved. So he held they're doing the wrong thing. So what did he do, Yechon and Kohen Gadol? Omar, he stood up, v'hiskin lehem, he made a new takona. That haloke yach peris mamoritz, if somebody from now on buys fruits off an amoritz, we have to be afraid maybe he did not take off the maizrois, and therefore mafresh mehed maizrishin and maizrsheni, that we have to take off the mafresh maizrishin and maizrsheni, and then after we're mafresh the maizrishin, maizrishin mafresh and menotrumas maizr, we have to separate now 1/10 of that tenth to trumas maizr, v'noisim l'kayin. The Trumas Maisa has Kedusha on it. That taka we are not allowed to eat. A regular Zahar is not allowed to eat it. That we have to give over to the Kain. But in Maisa Sheni, that if you're Mafras Maisa Sheni, also it has Kedusha to it. It's also Oil of Yechlev Yerushalayim. You have to take it up and eat it in Yerushalayim. Mashen Kain Maisa Rishon. The Maisa Rishon that you set aside. O Maisa Roni, or the third or sixth year that you only give off Maisa Roni, then we say the klal is Hamoitzi Mechavari Olav Araya, that you're allowed to keep it, you don't have to give it away, because it has no kedusha. It's called regular mumin, that true Maisa Rishon, the mitzvah is to give it to a Levi. Maisa Roni, the mitzvah is to give it to an Oni. That's only if you know for sure you have to give it to them. But over here it's only a suffix if you have to give it to them or not. So therefore, when our suffix we say, Hamaitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya, if you want to take it away from me, you bring a proof. And therefore, they're allowed to keep it. They still have to be mafresh, set it aside, but they don't have to give it away. So that was the second takana that Yechon and Kohen Gadol made. Zechor Sakasha. Here we see that they did not take off Maisa Rishon at all. And before we said the reason why Yechon and Kohen Gadol made a takana to stop saying Vidu Maisa was, because true, they were taken off Maisa Rishon, just they weren't doing it the right way, not giving it to a Levi, they're giving it to a Kohen. Mashma people did take it off. And Eretz Mashma, they were not taking it off. It's Eretz Poshid. I tell you, Tarta Tikkun is Masakin both. Bitul Vidui de Chaverim. Avada the war, the Chaverim, the Choshev of people that were taken off Trumas and Maisaris, just they weren't doing it the right way. They didn't give it to the Levi anymore. They had to give it to the Kohen. So those people, even though they were taken off Maisar, they can't say Vidui. Then the Gozer al Demai Shalom Aretz. He made a second gzeira of demai, that the paras have a loch of demai, that it's us that eat, that we can't eat them, unless we take off maisris. That's only if you buy them from an amoris. Because an amoris were afraid maybe they weren't doing their loches, they weren't bringing it the way they were supposed to. Then the Mishnah says, V'yafu bitles amorim. As Yochanan Kohen, God lost the man a second takana, he stopped the amorim. Alright, turn over. So Gemara says, my Ma'urin, what does it mean the people that were waking up like? What's the Ma'urin? Omer Rachba. Rachba says like this. Bechol yoyim v'yoyim every day, shoyu oimdim leviyim al duchonim. When leviyim was standing up there and saying the duchon and saying the shir, v'yoyim, and they used to say the postik of Uro lo metishin Hashem, like, wake up, why are you sleeping Hashem? That's what leviyim used to say. They used to say this postik. Yeah. So on this, Omelem, Yechonin, Kohen Gadol said back to them, V'chiyei shinos lefnei amokom, is there such a thing as sleeping in front of Hashem? V'aloi kvanem, the Pasuk says, Hinei lo yonim v'lo yishan shemi Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go to sleep? So what are you talking about? What are you saying that Pasuk for? Eli, you know what the Pshan that Pasuk is? Bizman she Yisrael shruyim b'tzar, when Klai Yisrael is in Tzaris, and the goyim are benachas v'shalv and peaceful. Then we say that pasuk of Uru Lamatishin Hashem. The kachnem Uru Lamatishin Hashem. Mashenka vayse Yochanan Kohen Gadol in his times, there was the opposite way. It was peaceful for Klal Yisrael. It was b'shalva. So you made it a corner. We don't have to say that pasuk anymore. Right now, for Kev, we have the pasuk of Hine Lo Yonav Lo Yishan Shema Yisrael. Then the Yes Hanoikum. He also stopped them from banging. What type of banging were they doing? My noikvin, Omer Rav Yudam HaShmuel, show you mesartin li egel. See, when they brought a korban, they used to scratch the egel, bang kronav, in between his two horns, kadei sheipol dam bienav, that the blood should fall into his eyes. And that would make it easy for shechita.
Would that be a
dam? Also, he came, Yochanan Kohen Gadol came, and Butli said to stop doing it. Mishum de mechsei ki mumma, because it only looks like a mum. A real mum it's not. That doesn't pass it. Stam a scratch doesn't pass it. Stam the blood comes out doesn't pass it. Because he stopped them from doing it because it looks like a mum. So actually the reason why they did it was because she wrote some la pilu loris l'shechtoi. When they used to want to shech the animal, it was hard to hold it. So they wanted, they used to have to throw the animal down, and then they would make the shechita. So how would they throw the animal down? They want to like make the blood run into its eyes. It would be easy to throw it down. But Mastisa taught on the Brice went like this. Shoyu choif to noisim makolot. Used to take clubs and give it a bang over the head. Kederach shoysim maistof ne'avazachavim. Like they used to do in front of the Avodazaris. For the same reason. And before you make a shchit on an animal, you have to get the animal down on the floor. So you used to take sticks and bang it on the head to knock the animal down. Omolehem, so he said back to them, Admos layata machim nevelos mizbeach. Why are you causing these animals to be nevelos to the mizbeach? In other words, he held it would be a treifa. So yes, first he said that to nevelis. A nevela means an animal that dies by itself. Hoshokatlu, but over here we're making a shchita. Elu, what he meant to say is treifos. You have to be afraid by you clapping it over the head there with your club, maybe you make it into a treifa. Koshem anik of krem shemech, maybe you'll break open the head, the brains there, and maybe you'll make that animal into a treifa. So he's mesaka not to bang it down anymore. But rather, what then are we supposed to do? Omadviskum lem tabois pekaka. His mesaka to make rings on the ground that used to put the neck of the animal into the ring, and that would hold it down still in order to be able to make the shechita. Ad yom avoye patash shmak mishlayim. Before his times, he used to let the blacksmith work. Mara says, b'chol ha-shemayit, if it was a dovra avud, something that would be a big loss if you don't do it, it's mutzi mikir adin. But then he stopped it because still it was too much. Av shemusa was too much. People would be mazalzal in the chol ha-mayit. Kol yom av lohoye odem sarach nishlo al demai. Why could Amor, like we said before, because he made a takana, whoever buys fruits off paris off an amoritz, you automatically have to take off true maisrois. So you don't have to ask, because anywhere you have to take off the maisrois. Then the Mishnah says, Mishabot la Sanhedrin, Botel Hashir. When the novato the Sanhedrin is both of the Shia Poshim means we're not bebeis hamishtois. Now when we drink wine, we're not allowed to have simcha. We can't have music. We're not allowed to sing anymore. But as the churban the bebeis hamikdash and mishabot the Sanhedrin. That the shenam of the pasuk says b'shia liyishto yain, and the Shia would sing and I don't drink wine. Mishemais and nevi'im arishonim and nevi'im arishonim were meis. Both the urim v'tumim. That was the end of the Beis Hamikdash Arishon, and we know by they only had the Urim V'Tumim in the Beis Hamikdash Arishon. The Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, there was no more Urim V'Tumim. That's when the Nevi'im Rishonim were mace. Mishachor Beis Hamikdash Batal HaShomer. When the Beis Hamikdash was Chor, we lost out this type of an insect, the Shomer, that was seen the Gemara was able to, a worm that used to break through the stones, to crack the stones. So it was Batal HaShomer. V'Noifet Sufim. It also stopped. Noifet Sufim means it's very sweet type of honey stopped. Or Posku Anshei Amona Yisrael. By the bit of the Beis Hamikdash, it stopped people that were called Anshei Amona. Means they are tremendous Amunah Nakodesh Baruch Hu. Shneim the Posku says, Oshi Hashem Kigol Machosid. Kigol Machosid, Mashmet stopped, didn't you know Machosid? Hashem Gamil Leimer, Heyed Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua said over Eidus, that Miyoyim Shechor Beis Hamikdash, and Yoyim Shoein Boi Klolo. After the Churban of Beis Hamikdash, he could be made, every single day has a curse. For lo yored atal lebracha, the tal, the dew doesn't come down anymore lebracha. For nito tama peris, now fruits don't taste so good anymore. Reb Yosi yoyim af nito shuman aperis, even the fats of the fruits are not here anymore. And if Shimon Elazu oimer hatayra nitlo, es hatam hareyach, that the vice says when Tyra was taken away, it was also taken away the tam, the good taste of, and the smell of the fruits. Ha maisrois nitle shuman adogen. When we stopped bringing mice rice, that also took away the shum of the fats of the dogon. The chomer and the chom say, has nus v'yakshofim kilu esakil. Because of the averus of znus and kshofim of witchcraft, that destroyed everything. So the gemara, mimai, how do you know the bishop bottles and hedrin? How do we know the hedrin was bottled? That's when it's also the thing. See, the posuk says, Om Rahuna, braid Rabbi Yeshua, the Yomakro, zekein the mishah shiftu, v'achurim m'miginosim. So talking about Vice Toys, the Sanhedrin here. When they were mifted, that goes, when they were bottled, then this Pasuk of is Bishir Lishto Yain. But the question was, how do we know the Pasuk of Bishir Lishto Yain goes after the Bittel of Sanhedrin? So that's the next Pasuk, as Mashmah is going, but Kenecho, when they went out of the Shah. Zikainim Mishah Shosu, meaning it stopped, it rested the Zikainim from the Shah, stopped the Sanhedrin. Omar Rav says, Udna de Shama Zimra, the ear that hears music, Tiyeka should be uprooted. And Omar Rav says, Zimra Bebeisa Churva, the Beseifa. If there's music in the house, it's going to destroy that house. Beseifa means the threshold of the house. Shneva Potsuk says, Kol Yishar Bachaloin, Cherav Asaf, there'll be Cherav there. Ki Arza Oro, but the more my Ki Arza, what does it mean? Arza Oro, the cedar trees roll around the house. Or Rav Yitzchak, Bayas Hamasur, Be Arozim Yeru, Kotakakasha, a house that has cedar, like that's like a city. Ela means like this, that afilu bayis hamasubach be'erozim, even if you have a very strong and festive house that's made from cedar wood, still misraya will be destroyed. If you have music inside there, it'll be destroyed. So it's a big shalal loch, exactly what this gemara means. Yidur, Moshe, Tal, Shita, his psak was, like you're not listening to music, that he holds. This amount is after the churban abayis. Other parts can bring down the ikiris, bismatmoris, the Mishnah says, bishilish to yain. Bisman, you're drinking wine, at a time of wine, you're not supposed to have music. But if you're not drinking wine, then the elum is make by stories that you could listen to music. So Shaila. Fight. Omar Rav Ashi, Shema Mina, ki maschil churba b'seifa maschil. If a churban comes down to the house, it starts by the seifa, by the threshing hold of the house. Shinem acheru basaf. Basaf, the beginning of the house, that's where the churban comes. The voice of Yehoshua in this passage, "V'shoyeh yuchas shar," that the shar will be hit first. Omamar Rav Ashi, "L'didi chazeli omenageya kitura." I saw this mazel that destroys this mouth that destroys. His mouth is like an ox. He's fearful like an ox. Yeah. Omar Rav Huna, "Zimro dinagdiu the bakri shari." Music that the Nagri Rashi says, Moshkes, means people that drive the ships. Yeah, they're allowed to sing. Because their singing, Rashi says, it only helps them do the work. It's not really for pleasure. But that's the way the sailor moves around if he sings. Or the Bakari also, Rashi says, Mzamin Bishor Shechoshim. People that work by Boker, that thresh the grounds, are plowing the grounds also. when that's the way they work good with music. So if the music there is not for simcha, it's time to make them work well. Ma'ashenkin de gardi, that a weaver makes his music is aser. Rashi says, when he listens to music, it's only for the purpose of enjoying himself. Of course, also mashmir, that's like it's aser. After the churban abayit, it's also time to listen to music for schoik, time for laughter. So some say that was only mamish l'schoik, mashenkin in our music that we listen to, if it has psukim and zmiras, it's shvach l'ashem, it's also ksas heta for that to listen to these negunim we have now. Weiter. Rafuna Botel Zimra. Rafuna Tankos Mavata says, don't listen to music. Kom Neya Avza Bezuza. Then he was able to buy 100 geese for $1. Or Neya Sochite Bezuza, 100 barrels of wheat for $1. For Lehi Boya, people didn't need it. In other words, it was so good because to this Takona, they didn't listen to music, everything was so good. And then also Rav Chizav Chizda came, and Zilzabay, he was Mazalzal Napsak. He wasn't Makbid that people should listen to music. And then it happened just the opposite. That Iboy Avze Bezuzev LeMishtakach, they wanted to find the geese for $1, one, and they couldn't even find it. Amar Rav Yosef, Zimra Gavri V'Oni Nashi Pritzusa. If you have men singing and ladies answering along, it's not Mishpritzus, no good. What about the opposite way? Zimra Nashi, if ladies are singing, V'Oni Gavri, men sing along with them, that's terrible, that's Keish Benuras. Like fire to the flax. So Mar says, L'maynach Kamina, what do you call these two lishernes for? They're both also. Liftu liho makmiho. I want to tell you which one is worse. Like if you have to stop these two things going on, which one is worse to stop? The second way is worse. If the ladies are singing and the men are singing a little bit along, that's worse. You have to stop that first. Am Rav Yechanan. Kol ha-shoyse biyabo minei zemer, maybe chomesh pronis le'olim. Somebody's drinking wine, and he's listening to a different type of music, he brings mamish pronis to the olim. Mashmah, that for sure is awesome. And that is no heter. The b'shash is drinking wine, like this mamish of simcha rabba, then you're not allowed to have music. Only by a base of simcha, by a base of mishtev, it's a sudiv mitzvah, then there's a heter. By a chastan, there's a heter. You start having a drinking down wine, then for sure it's awesome. That's a lot of choice. When you're drinking wine and you have these different four types of instruments of music, is maybe chomish peronius liyad, and you're bringing five types of peronius to the world. Shenemar Apostle says, Hoy moshche beboika sheikham. They wake up in the morning with drinking. Yidufu miachre beneshef yayin ed lokim. For hoy yakina venevel toifa chalil. For yayin mishasayim. Yes, probably Hashem nevito. Mike Savon say afterwards, Mike Savachrov. Lachain gila amo mibli das. They had to go into Golis. Shegormim Golus Yerlam. This was caused them to go into Golus because they were listening to this music. Uchvoida Miseirov. And the Kvoida was Mesa Miseirov died from hunger. Shemeviya Rov Yerlam. They brought hunger to the world. The Amoine Tsochat Soma. Shegormim Latur Shishtakam Lamdeho. They caused also Torah to be begun from the people that learn it. Shegormim Latur Shishtakam Lamdeho. Yeah. They called shiflus the people like that hate Hashem. Really means say they came to hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. Shidem the Pasuk says, Hashem ish mechama. And the eyes of the haughty people Hashem brings down. They cause Klai Yisrael to be low. Mike Zivach wasn't saying afterwards. This is all the psukim in Yeshayahu that says the chen hechiva shel nafsho.